Ever wonder why that smooth-talking sales technique that works perfectly when buying a coffee maker completely backfires when you're considering enterprise software? Neil Rackham's groundbreaking research revealed a startling truth. The psychology of purchasing decisions fundamentally changes as the price tag grows. After analyzing 35,000 sales calls across 23 countries, the evidence was clear. Traditional closing techniques, objection handling, and benefit statements that shine in small sales actively sabotage success in larger ones. When purchasing a $50 item, a pushy closing technique might secure an immediate decision. Apply that same pressure to a $50,000 purchase, and you'll likely destroy the relationship. The stakes are simply different. In major sales, the most critical deliberations happen when you're not there. Customers forget half your key points within a week, and the fear of making a public mistake often outweighs price considerations. This isn't just another sales technique, it's a fundamental rethinking of how human psychology operates in significant purchasing decisions. Every meaningful sales interaction progresses through four distinct phases, though their importance shifts dramatically between small and large sales. The journey begins with preliminaries, those warming up moments of introductions and small talk. While conventional wisdom suggests these first impressions are crucial, research shows they have surprisingly little impact on major sales success. Next comes the investigating stage, where you uncover information through questions. Far from simple data collection, this becomes the most critical stage in larger sales. During demonstrating capability, you show customers your solutions to their problems. Finally, every successful call ends with some form of commitment. In smaller sales, this usually means a purchase, but larger sales involve multiple intermediate commitments before reaching the final order. While most sales training obsesses over closing techniques, the research reveals a counterintuitive truth. Success in major sales hinges primarily on how effectively you handle the investigating stage. Questions persuade more powerfully than any other form of verbal behavior, not just in selling, but across all professional interactions. Always be closing has been the sacred mantra of sales training for generations. But what if everything we've been taught about closing techniques is not just wrong, but actively harmful? When Rackham compared high-close and low-close sales calls, the results were shocking. Only 11 of 30 high-close calls succeeded, while 21 of 30 low-close calls resulted in sales. Even more telling was what happened when a photographic store chain implemented closing training. For low-value items, success rates improved slightly from 72% to 76%. But for high-value items, success rates actually dropped from 42% to 33%. Why such a dramatic difference? In small sales, saying yes is often easier than arguing with a persistent salesperson. But in larger sales, people react negatively to pressure tactics. Professional buyers and senior executives who make significant purchasing decisions aren't impressed by closing techniques. They resent them. When surveyed, 34 of 54 professional buyers said closing techniques made them less likely to buy, while only 2 more likely. The evidence is clear. The more important the purchase decision, the more counterproductive traditional closing techniques become. What separates top salespeople from average ones isn't closing ability, but questioning strategy. The spin method, situation, problem, implication, need payoff, provides a framework for developing customer needs. Situation questions gather background information, but should be used sparingly as buyers quickly tire of excessive fact-finding. Problem questions probe for difficulties, revealing what Rackham calls implied needs. These machines are hard to use. While effective in smaller sales, problem questions alone aren't sufficient for major sales. Implication questions transform small problems into serious business issues by exploring consequences, converting difficult machines into multiple impacts like $25,000 in training costs, production bottlenecks, and quality issues. Need payoff questions? Focus on solutions, asking about the value of solving the problem. How would reducing training time help your operation? These create a positive atmosphere and get customers to articulate benefits themselves. As one child observed, implication questions are always sad. Need payoff questions are always happy. Rackham's research refined conventional sales wisdom by identifying three distinct elements: features, neutral product facts, advantages, how a product can be used, and true benefits, how a product addresses an explicit need expressed by the customer. In studying 5,000 high-technology sales calls, benefits consistently correlated with success, while advantages showed diminishing returns as sales cycles progressed. Features proved generally harmless but unpersuasive. This distinction explains why many new product launches fail. Salespeople emphasize features and advantages rather than customer needs. In one experiment with medical diagnostic equipment, salespeople trained to focus on problems solved rather than product features achieved 54% higher sales. The key lessons? Don't demonstrate capabilities prematurely. Be cautious with advantages, and for new products, emphasize problems solved rather than features offered. Research contradicts the common belief that objections indicate customer interest. Successful salespeople actually receive fewer objections than unsuccessful ones. Surprisingly, sellers often create objections themselves, with some receiving 10 times more than teammates. The problematic pattern follows: problem question, implied need, advantage, objection. Presenting solutions before establishing sufficient value naturally triggers buyer resistance. Teaching objection handling skills merely addresses symptoms. The real solution is using the spin model to build value before presenting solutions. By asking implication and need payoff questions, sellers transform the customer's value equation so perceived benefits outweigh costs, preventing objections altogether. In one study, 8 salespeople with high objection rates received training focused solely on developing explicit needs with the spin model and offering benefits, with no mention of objection handling. This reduced their objections by 55%. The choice becomes clear: handle objections after they occur or prevent them entirely. In larger sales, prevention proves far more effective. Understanding spin selling intellectually isn't enough. You must convert knowledge into skill through deliberate practice. Most people struggle with skill development because they lack systematic techniques. Follow 4 rules for successful implementation. Practice one behavior at a time. Try new behaviors at least 3 times before evaluating. Focus on quantity before quality, and practice in safe situations before critical pause. Start by simply asking more questions until questioning becomes comfortable. Then gradually incorporate the spin sequence: problem questions about difficulties, implication questions that reveal problem severity, and need payoff questions that prompt customers to articulate benefits themselves. Stop focusing on features and advantages. Instead, analyze products by listing the problems they solve. This problem-solving perspective makes adopting the spin questioning style easier and helps plan effective questions. Rackham's research reveals that sales success depends on behavioral details rather than broad factors like personality. By mastering these fundamental selling building blocks, you can achieve measurable improvements in your results.